Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Do you break up immediately or do you give him or her a chance? If your mom, after meeting them for the first time, says absolutely not, ditch your date.
Yeah, if you're out in the dating world, you know just how hard it is to get out there and meet somebody good. So when you finally swipe left, you swipe right, you swipe left, you swipe right, and you find someone good, you're like, oh my God, hallelujah. So that's what's going on with my friend right now. She's been dating this guy for a couple of months. And normally, when my friends start dating guys, I'm ragging on them on the radio because usually they suck. But so far, I've only heard good things about this guy. So I'm like rooting for her. She actually got to meet his family over like the 4th of July weekend, weekish type thing. And so she goes over to their house for their little cookout, whatever. You know, they're grilling burgers. He has some brothers and they have wives. So she's getting along with the sister-in-laws and she's grilling with the dad and she really likes the mom. And everything was just going really, really well. Until about like early-ish evening, that's when things started to take a little bit of a weird turn. So she was over there like playing with the kids or something, having a ball, because again, everything's been smooth sailing until now. And the mom was a couple of like wine coolers deep and like pulled her in. She's like, honey, I need help with the dessert. Come into the kitchen with me. So she pulls her into the kitchen and they're making small talk and they're talking about how they met in their first date and how wonderful it was. And she starts working on this trifle thing, and I'll never forget this, because she was saying, like, as the conversation got progressively worse, her mixing for the trifle just got like progressively more aggressive. So like at first she's talking about the first date and it's all sweet, and then all of a sudden as things start to pick up, she's like, so tell me how you really feel about my son. And she just looks at her and she's like, well, I told you how I feel about David, like where it's going really, really well. And then the mom just kind of gets this really serious look on her face. And she goes, well, if I were you, I would cheat on him. And she like starts crying.
What?
Yeah. Like, what mom is going to say that? So she's...
Mo, could you imagine your mother ever telling a girl you dated to do that?
Absolutely not.
So she's looking at her and she's like, well, what do you mean? And the mom starts to tear up a little bit. And she's like, well, you know, my son, his last girlfriend, he cheated on her and it just really broke her heart. And we were really close. And I just don't think it's fair for you for the same thing to happen to you. And basically she just goes on this whole like crying tangent about how her son has commitment issues and he transferred colleges twice and he cheated on the girlfriend and he could never keep a sport down. And my friend is just sitting there like, okay, Karen, like it's going to be fine. So she basically finds out from the mom through like this whole like drunken stupor that like she knew that he had this long-term girlfriend, but she didn't know how the relationship ended. She had found out that he had cheated on her. And I guess like the mom and the girlfriend were like really, really close. And so she like eventually leaves the kitchen and like walks out. She's like, okay, Karen, like finish your trifle. I'm going to go talk to David. So the rest of the party, obviously super, super awkward. And then she pulls David aside the next morning and she's like, hey, like, I just want to talk to you about something that your mom told me, kind of concerning. Didn't know that you cheated on your last girlfriend. Let's talk about that. And he basically just said it was a couple of years ago. You know, he said that he just knew he wanted to end the relationship, but he was honestly like too much of a coward to do anything. So he just kind of imploded and self-sabotaged it. And he said, obviously it was super messy. The mom and the girlfriend were super close. So it was a hard thing breaking up the family. And so now she's kind of sitting there like, my mother-in-law wants to get revenge in honor of the ex-girlfriend on my behalf. And then also now she has this like emotional landmine in her head. She's like, Mm-hmm. Now is my boyfriend going to cheat on me? His mom says she's going to.
Right. If your chief reference is your mom and she's the one going, this is not a good bet, it would certainly get in your head.
Well, that I would not give that reference a lot of credence.
Because of the wine coolers?
Well, the Bartles and James. And also...
when's the last time?
I know, right?
Bartles and James.
That's what my mom used to drink back in the day. And that's what we stole from the refrigerator in the garage to take to my friend's house so we could split them. Peach Schnapps was her jam, by the way. So I feel like I'm not going to let my boyfriend's mother dictate the future of our relationship. Mm-hmm. There are some sane moms and there are some not sane moms. And I wouldn't let this deter me from the relationship just because mom said this, because this is a mom issue. This is not a he and I issue. Mm,
that's a good point.
As a son, what shocks me about this is I would imagine if my mom were like that, I would know. And I would never bring like a girlfriend around my mom. So I wonder if he knew that this is something his mom would do, or if this like completely was a shock to him.
I don't know, but that relationship, you talk about fracture between son and mom right there, man. You don't go against family.
It would never be the same.
Yeah, well, unless he's just used to that and that's like her, like, that's her MO.
Yes. Yeah, maybe he wanted the mom to implode it. He's like, I don't want to bring up the fact that I cheated on my last girlfriend, so I'm going to let Karen do it over a nice trifle.
That's going to get in your head for sure.
The Burt Show.